Kurt Kavarik, Vice President of Federal Affairs for the National Biodiesel Board.
Kurt, the omnibus spending bill that was signed today by President Trump, as far as I know, did not include a reinstatement of the biodiesel tax credit. Is that true? And if so, I would imagine NBB is disappointed.
That's correct. We see it as another failed opportunity to extend, at least for the current calendar year, 2018, the blender's incentive for biodiesel. As you know, in February, Congress took action to extend for 2018 or 2017 retroactively, but failed to provide any certainty for 2018. So we've been working to get Congress to include an extension for at least 2018, but they chose not to include it. Disappointing and frustrating, to say the least.
And this has really kind of been a seesaw, hasn't it been, with the tax credit and all the uncertainty, it seems like, year after year?
Absolutely. If you go back to when the tax credit was first created back in you know, almost more than 10 years ago, 2004, 2005, I think it's been off more than it's been on, and it's been done retroactively in many of those cases, which, as you said, I mean, the uncertainty is really what's unfortunate about this. I mean, the incentive was put in place as a way to drive additional investments, drive certainty, drive the market so that you know, people know that, to get a sure signal from their government that there's a desire to promote this fuel, both as, you know, a renewable fuel, a homegrown clean energy source, an economic development tool for rural America. So it's just an unfortunate that it hasn't achieved the potential that it could if Congress were to provide a long-term, durable certainty of the credit going forward.
When would be the next opportunity for Congress to extend the tax credit or provide more certainty?
We're looking into that right now. You know, it's hard to say if there will be any more either revenue measures that go through Congress or must-pass pieces of legislation that go through Congress. We're going to get our advocates up on the Hill talking with our champions to find out when might be the next opportunity. Obviously, you know, the earlier we can get it done, the better, so that people have that certainty in place for this year. But, you know, it's up to Congress and our champions to decide where it might fit.
Would you say NBB was caught off guard by the fact that the tax credit was not included in this omnibus bill?
I wouldn't say we were caught off guard. I mean, we had our members up, you know, talking to their advocates and champions on the Hill for weeks now, ever since February, encouraging them to consider extenders in the package. But, you know, there wasn't a lot included in this package dealing with tax. As you know, there was one that was the ag industry was focused on, dealing with the 199A that needed to be resolved from tax reform. And I think that took a lot of, you know, our typical champions, our folks, maybe put more effort into getting that done than perhaps trying to get the extenders on the package.
You mentioned that the uncertainty has stymied growth in the industry. As you talk to folks that are at biodiesel plants, that, you know, their employment hinges on this, has to be really frustrating for them too, when you think about how this impacts folks down to the local level.
That's right. You know, I mean, it's uncertainty from the grower to the biodiesel producer to the petroleum marketer who wants to sell the product. Nobody knows what the rules of the game are right now, because they're operating in an environment where there's just uncertainty as to whether the tax credit could possibly come back and be retroactive. So they're all assuming risk about this tax credit, and whether that means they're not going to buy feedstock, perhaps. Maybe they're not running their plant at the capacity that they'd like. Maybe they have investment opportunities that they're going to put on hold. And that's the really unfortunate thing is, you know, the fact that pro-growth business policies are not happening because of Congress's inability to act on this, particularly when, you know, they passed tax reform for the first time in 30 years in the fall and talked about the benefits to the U.S. economy and the job growth and economic growth. And this tax incentive fits right in that. You know, the investments and the job potential in rural America across the country. It's just unfortunate that they haven't capitalized on this opportunity and sent these folks a strong signal that they do believe in the industry and they want the product in the marketplace.